From WHYY in Philadelphia, this is The Why. I'm Annette John Hall. Jake, have you ever smoked hookah?
Not in a very, very, very long time, but in high school I did occasionally. And it's basically this thing where you sit around with your friends and there's a tall water pipe with various tubes attached to it, and you kind of pass it around, and it's a communal hangout. And it, you know, feels a little bad because you're smoking.
What's in the pipe?
So it's not like hash or weed or anything like that. I mean, I guess you could put that in there in theory, but it is just a tobacco product. It's usually some kind of interesting flavor, like mint or cucumber or like watermelon, or I mean, maybe I guess you could even do like watermelon mint or something like that.
So it doesn't get you high.
It does not get you high, no.
Philadelphia has been cracking down on hookah bars in the Northeast. In fact, Councilman Bobby Heenan has introduced a bill that would make it harder for them to open outside of Center City. Why are some city officials going after hookah lounges? And as the city continues to grow and change, why can we expect more fights like this? Today on The Why, barring hookah. Jake, how did this all start?
It started with four hookah bars in Bobby Heenan's district in Northeast Philadelphia.
Some have restaurant licenses, some do not have restaurant licenses. Some have liquor licenses, most do not have liquor licenses.
They were kind of scattered all around the district, but what they had in common was that they were kind of causing a lot of late-night disturbances. There were fights.
We've had somebody shot. We've had somebody run over.
There was loud music.
We've had, you know, numerous, you know, police response and incidents in every single one of them.
So there were residents who were kind of like hearing these things and were coming to the councilman and complaining about these disturbances to their quality of life.
That's what we're talking about.
So what happened?
So basically, Heenan worked with the Department of Licenses and Inspections and the police department to kind of shut these places down if they were violating laws. And, you know, it seemed like a lot of them were. A lot of these places were not allowed to sell alcohol. But nonetheless, they were selling alcohol, or they were selling food when they didn't have a license to sell food. They were just breaking a lot of laws.
Tell me a little bit more about these violations. How are they violating liquor laws?
So the name hookah bar is a little misleading. There are all kinds of hookah bars and hookah cafes. Some of these places have been operating as kind of illegal nightclubs or kind of places for young people to hang out and maybe, you know, drink alcohol underage. And places like that have been racking up a lot of violations and are kind of principally why the hookah opponents say they are interested in this legislation. But then there are also cafes where it's really just people smoking hookah. From my understanding, traditionally in Middle Eastern cultures, it's kind of, you know, a place to like drink tea, hang out, you know, because in a lot of Muslim nations, you know, people don't really drink.
But you do have to have the proper permit for whatever lounge you choose to
have.
Right,
exactly. Heenan's bill does something that is really needed, which is it clarifies what hookah lounges and other kinds of smoking lounges are in the zoning code. Because right now, when you know, if you're trying to open a hookah bar, it's kind of unclear what exact permits you're supposed to be getting. But in addition to that, his bill also then bans smoking lounges from everywhere except the most permissive zoning districts in the city, which are almost all downtown. It kind of makes the process of opening hookah bars much harder. And based on the rhetoric that Heenan has used to describe the bill, some people think that there is something a little bit more going on here.
Do you let this run rampant and infest and, you know, spawn all over the city of Philadelphia without regulations?
So, Jake, if these lounges can be shut down for breaking liquor laws, why would you need another mechanism like a zoning bill to shut them down?
Right. So this is where it gets kind of complicated. What Bobby Heenan says is he's hearing from his constituents all the time about how much they hate hookah lounges. So this bill would kind of give the city the opportunity to get out in front of these businesses and make it harder for them to come to these neighborhoods. And then when they do try to come to these neighborhoods, they're going to have to meet with these neighborhood groups, which are, again, almost uniformly opposed.
Jake, is everyone in the community against these hookah lounges?
When I talked to Lee Horn, who's a resident in Ronhurst, which has, again, seen a lot of heavy backlash against hookah lounges, he was kind of surprised to hear about this bill that would ban hookah bars from everywhere but downtown Philadelphia. He was like, look, we have a lot of problem bars in the neighborhood.
We have nuisance bars. Are they going to ban bars now? There's nuisance nightclubs, so we're not allowed to have nightclubs, bars, or hookah cafes. Are you allowed to leave your house after 9 at night?
You know, his question is kind of why zone out these hookah bars when the city already has the tools to shut down businesses that are operating outside the law? You kind of don't need this preemptive zoning bill because now this will hurt everybody who wants to open a hookah lounge.
You can't ban everything and keep everyone safe. It's not the way it works.
He says that the neighborhood is generally against all hookah bars. The minute you mention hookah,
it's drugs, alcohol, and Al-Qaeda.
Al-Qaeda?
Yeah. Horn really thinks that this is about, in part, Islamophobia and people being uncomfortable with changes in the neighborhood. The Northeast is one of the most racially diverse parts of the city, which is a really big change. You know, we crunched the numbers on Ronhurst, and in 1990, Ronhurst was 96% white. Well, in 2017, it's only 66% white. So foreign-born population is more than twice what it was in 1990, and now comprises almost 30% of the neighborhood. And some of these new arrivals are kind of coming from these predominantly Muslim nations in the Middle East, Africa, and South Asia. So there are a lot of ways that the neighborhood is changing, both in terms of how people look and also the kind of businesses that are opening along neighborhood commercial corridors like Castor Avenue.
This is The Why. I'm Annette John Hall. We're talking with Plan Philly reporter Jake Bloomgard about a proposed bill that would crack down on hookah bars outside of Center City. The city has already shut down some of them because of code violations. Jake, were you able to talk to any of the people who own the hookah bars that were closed?
Yeah, I reached out to several, and many of them were not willing to talk. But I did speak with one. His name was
Mohammed Aymer.
He manages the Alibaba Hookah Lounge on Castor Avenue. He moved here from Alexandria 7 years ago.
That would be Alexandria, Egypt.
Right, not Alexandria, Virginia.
Yeah.
And he definitely thinks this is about race.
They are racist. Actually, they are racist. Because why you guys, you don't support hookah bar? And why you support the bars? Why you support the smoke shop? And you don't like to support hookah bars?
Amir says that although he does not personally drink, he allows people to consume wine and beer, not liquor, on the premises when Alibaba Lounge is open.
I have BYOB because I have American friends. I can't tell them, no, guys, this hookah bar for Arab. No, I have to serve my friend.
I'm curious about what Bobby Heenan says about the accusations that this zoning proposal is xenophobic.
So Heenan says that's ridiculous. He says this bill is really meant, in his words, to target the bad actors.
This isn't for the good actors. This is for the bad actors. This is for the people, all right, who go to a place in mass groups having illegal activity taking place.
He says this is only about making sure that the neighborhoods have a voice and an oversight role when it comes to these kind of consistently problem businesses opening in their neighborhood shopping districts.
Are people buying that, though?
I spoke with Akira Rodriguez, who teaches regional and urban planning at the University of Pennsylvania. And I sent her the bill that Heenan has proposed and the kind of press release that he sent out and, you know, Facebook posts he's made about the bill. And she said that this was kind of textbook exclusionary zoning.
The language is familiar to those who have seen exclusionary zoning bills before that are much more about the character of the people who use the land as opposed to the actual land use itself.
There are these terms that are used like out of character and disruptive to the community, which are kind of, in her words, consistent with racialized and class arguments for exclusionary zoning.
Yeah, I think when looking at both the actual language of the bill and how the councilman is actually phrasing it, it's definitely in the vein of inflammatory language that feels much more exclusionary and much more racialized than just a simple land use issue.
We kind of think about zoning as this kind of like bloodless technocratic language. It's just kind of like, oh, this is how tall a building can be, you
right.
know, oh, I don't want like a toxic waste dump next to my house. And, you know, it is those things. But the other thing that zoning has been used for, like really since its inception, was as a kind of way for certain groups, incumbent homeowner groups, local business elites, to kind of craft the future of their neighborhoods and their city. You know, you can kind of use it to kind of try to box out certain types of uses, be that apartments to, you know, prevent cheaper housing from going into your neighborhood, or, you know, zoning that prevents certain kinds of businesses from being established. And in some cases, that can be, you know, these kind of culturally specific businesses. So like in this case, this would, again, ban hookah bars from all neighborhoods. So this is about, you know, exerting power over the future of a neighborhood and exerting power over the future of the city. It's kind of shaping what can be made, what can be built, what can be opened in these neighborhoods in the future, and like broadcasting the values of current residents into law.
So when will we know, Jake, if this is going to be Philadelphia law? When is this going to be voted on?
So Heenan has already introduced the bill. That means they still need to have hearings and have a final vote. So when City Council comes back on September 12th, the conversation will begin in earnest.
Well, we shall see. Jake, as always, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, it was a pleasure.
The Y is produced by me, Annette John Hall, along with Shai Binyakov, Alex Dern, and Xavier Lopez, under the editorial direction of Katie Culinary. We had editing help on this episode from Ariella Cohen. What do you think about hookah bars? Hit me up on Twitter. I'm at AnnetteJH. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow.